This is Heart and Soul, the music of the church throughout the ages.
Back to more music, and here's Don Marsh's orchestra and chorus with the song, Do Lord, Remember Me. Now it's time to hear from Heart and Soul regular speaker, the Reverend David Evans. Thank you, David.
There is a parable in the Bible called the Parable of the Ten Minas. Well, what's the meaning of that parable, the Parable of the Ten Minas? Well, Christ uses that parable to teach about the coming kingdom of God on earth. And the occasion of the parable is Jesus' final trip to Jerusalem. Many people in the crowd along the road believed that he was going to Jerusalem in order to establish his earthly kingdom immediately. Of course he was going to Jerusalem in order to die, as he had stated before. Jesus used his parable to dispel any hopeful rumours that the time of the kingdom had arrived. In the parable, a nobleman leaves for a foreign country in order to be made king. And before he left, he gave 10 minas to 10 of his servants. A mina was a good sum of money, about 3 months' wages. And the future king said, "Put this money to work until I come back." However, the man's subjects hated him and sent word to him that they refused to acknowledge his kingship. When the man was crowned king, he returned to his homeland and began to set things straight. First he called the 10 servants to whom he had loaned the minas. They each gave an account of how they had used the money. The first servant showed that his mina had earned 10 more. The king was pleased, saying, "Well done, my good servant. Because you have been trustworthy in a very small matter, take charge of 10 cities. The next servant's investment had yielded 5 additional minas, and that servant was rewarded with the charge of 5 cities. Then came a servant who reported that he had done nothing with his mina except hide it in a cloth. His reason, "I was afraid of you, because you're a hard man. You take out what you did not put in and reap what you did not sow." The king responded to the servant's description of him as hard by showing hardness, calling him a wicked servant, and commanding for his mina to be given to the one who had earned 10. Some bystander said, "Sir, he already has 10. And the king replied, "I tell you that to everyone who has, more will be given. But as for the one who has nothing, even what they have will be taken away." Finally, the king commanded that his enemies, those who had rebelled against his authority, be brought before him. Right there in the king's presence, they were executed. Now, in this parable, Jesus teaches several things about the kingdom and the time leading up to it. As Luke 19:11 indicates, Jesus' most basic point is that the kingdom was not going to appear immediately. There would be a period of time during which the king would be absent before the kingdom would be set up. And of course, that includes right now. The nobleman in the parable is Jesus, who left this world but who will return as king someday. The servants the king charges with the task represents followers of Jesus. The Lord has given us a valuable commission, and we must be faithful to serve him until he returns. Upon his return, Jesus will ascertain the faithfulness of his own people. There is work to be done, and we must use what God has given us for his glory. There are promised rewards for those who are faithful in their charge. The enemies who rejected the king in the parable are representative of the Jewish nation that rejected Christ while he walked on earth, and everyone who still denies him today. When Jesus returns to establish his kingdom, one of the first things he will do is utterly defeat his enemies. It does not pay to fight against the King of Kings. The parable of the 10 minas is similar to the parable of the talents in Matthew 25, and some people assume that they are the same parable, but there are enough differences to warrant a distinction. The parable of the minas was told on the road between Jericho and Jerusalem. The parable of the talents was told later on the Mount of Olives. The audience for the parable of the minas was a large crowd. The audience for the parable of the talents was the disciples by themselves. The parable of the minas deals with two classes of people, servants and enemies. The parable of the talents deals only with professed servants. In the parable of the minas, each servant receives the same amount. In the parable of the talents, each servant receives a different amount, and talents are worth far more than minas. Also, the return is different. In the parable of the minas, the servants report tenfold and fivefold earnings. In the parable of the talents, all the good servants double their investment. In the former, the servants received identical gifts. In the latter, the good servants showed identical faithfulness. Whatever of those two parables that you read, the idea that is enshrined in both is that the Lord one day will return and have an accounting of what has been done with that which he has committed to us. And so we pray that the day will come when each one of us will hear the words, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant, enter into the joy of your Lord." But as well as entering into the joy of that eternal salvation, there is the entrance into rewards that the Lord will provide for those who have been faithful. So we thank God that in the world today there are evidences of so many who are being faithful even unto death, who fulfill the requirements of those described in the book of Revelation as the overcomers. "To him that overcome will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am seated with my Father in his throne." You know, it's worth your while to become more than just a milk Christian, one who depends on the milk of the Word. We need to grow in the Word. We need to be hungry for the Word. And Jesus has given the promise, "Blessed are they who do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled." Friend, are you hungry today? I know you've been hungry to find a salvation through faith in Jesus, or maybe you haven't, and you need to find that. But if you have found that, you're hungry for deeper things in God, do you want to go further than where you've ever been before? The Lord is opening up his word today like never before, and we want to be recipients of that great and wonderful end time revelation that he is revealing, and be a part of it, and let it be a part of us. May God help you today to reach out further than you've ever done before, and to be faithful to that which he has given to you, that you would use it for his glory and hear him say to you one day, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant, enter into the joy of your Lord." May God bless you today and keep you is my prayer.
The Guildford Cathedral Choir then with O Love Divine, How Sweet Thou Art. There's more music ahead on Heart and Soul.